Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church, Enugu.
Father, we thank you. Jesus, we praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For someone, the Lord is saying the answer you are seeking is in seek you first the kingdom of God. That thing you are chasing, he's saying the result you seek is in seek ye first my kingdom and my righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and her righteousness, and all these other things you are chasing, Shanamosia, as a matter of fact, will be added. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your manifold presence in this place, your manifest presence here. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, from the beginning of this service, you've been here. You've been touching us. You've been speaking to us. You've been ministering to our hearts. Lord, thank you. We give thanks. Glory to God forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as we look into the perfect law of liberty this morning, we ask, Lord, that you grant us eyes that see, and ears that hear, in the name of Jesus, that the eyes of our understanding may be flooded with light this morning, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for utterance, for yes, our hearts will be blessed this morning, our minds renewed and our lives transformed. As we live here, we live with words from you, in the name of Jesus. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified, in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, welcome a neighbor as you have your seat. Thank you so much, Hill City. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is here. Tell somebody God is here. God is here. Amen. Praise God. You see, every time you find yourself in a gathering, you know that God is everywhere. Amen. As a matter of fact, God is in you. So where are you with them? Scripture says they return to their own company. There is something that happens in your company. Things you can't deal with alone get solved in your company. You see, the Lord is the one that puts people, he said he puts the solitary in families. He didn't make anybody to just stand alone. So you don't have to be jumping, I don't know why I'm saying this, from place to place, from church to church. I mean, I know why many people are here, but I don't even know why I'm saying this, but you know what, if it's for you, please take it. The point is that know the value of your company. Please don't take your company for granted. Don't take your company for granted. The Lord puts people in places. Many persons here, the Lord has planted you in different churches. People he planted in TCC, people he planted in different places. But somehow, first week, that church used to have fantastic praise. You go there. The second week, that church used to have, fantastic worship. You go there. Third Sunday, TCC used to have love feast. Let's go there. So, do you understand? You are everywhere, and the Lord is wondering, where are you exactly? Because he planted you somewhere. So if you planted a mango tree in your compound, do you kind of put it and say, you have given us shade this time and fruit. Let's replant you and put it there. That place you planted it is where it's going to be where? Evermore. Until you decide to cut it down. Then it has died. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I'm saying to you, know what the Lord has done for us with the company. People who his name, who has his name, who he has gifted with his name. Praise God. Amen. That's the one I did not prepare for. So let me go for the one I prepared for. Hallelujah. So welcome to church. I welcome everyone that is joining us online. Thank you for being in this service. All of our guests today, thank you for being here. God bless you. We love you. And we are so glad to have you, Uncle Sap. Thank you. Good to see you. Welcome. Welcome. Happy to have you in church today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 2. You know, we started to take on a series, Let Your Light So Shine. And last Sunday, we started to see. So take your eyes away from what you see and proclaim or declare the word of God that you know. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, there's something about your response when something happens. Basically, your first response when something happens to you. When you hear a news, when something occurs, your first response matters a lot. Your first response matters a lot. You know, sometimes when things happen, the what floods our mind are all the things you shouldn't say. Amen. Everything you shouldn't say are things that will first come to your mind. That's why I was saying last week that the Lord was teaching me how to stay quiet. Something happens, keep your mouth shut first. Because sometimes you say things and then you have to now take extra energy to begin to unsay them. You know, you don't unsay, but you begin to counter what you've already said. So you just keep quiet so that when you speak, you are speaking exactly what you should say. Your first response matters in every situation. That is why it is important the Lord is teaching us to give thanks. You can't go wrong giving thanks. Amen? You can never go wrong giving thanks. The three Hebrew boys I was talking about last Sunday, and they got into the fire and they were praising God, I believe, for also the fire. They were thanking God that they were in fire, they were in the fire, they were dancing around there. You know that what you thank God for can't hurt you. Do you hear that? What you give thanks for can't hurt you. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance you give thanks for can't hurt you. Can't hurt you. Anything you give thanks for. So we don't just give thanks for good things, we give God thanks for what is going on, the bad things that is currently happening, whatever challenge that happens, we give thanks for it, because every negative thing that happens to a believer is for good. Daniel chapter 2, verse 14. So I said that to reiterate what I already said. Please, let's form that habit of giving thanks, Everything that happens to you. I want TCC to be a people that are known. Anything that happens to them, they start giving thanks to. Tire spoil. Lord, thank you that my tire spoiled too. Like, we literally give thanks about everything that happens to us. So imagine what the devil will be saying. Don't leave those ones. Everything that happens to them, they'll be thanking God. They'll be glorifying God. I beg, let's leave those. Do you understand? So imagine that you can do that. When you're offended, you can give thanks. When you are angry, you give thanks. When you are hurt, you give thanks. That is, he says, give thanks in all circumstances, for that is the will of God for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. Then the counsel and wisdom Daniel answered. Then with counsel, verse 13 had said, so the decree went out and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Did you see that? I'm reading the New King James Version. They sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. It says, then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree from the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. You see, what had happened was that the king had had a dream, and he forgot about the dream, basically. So he called his wise men, and funny enough, called all his wise men, and he didn't call Daniel. He didn't call Daniel at all. He didn't even know about it, but he had called all his people, all of them. Now, the person who wasn't even there, who was not given a chance to give his own, maybe I can do it or I can't, was also affected. Amen. That is Daniel. He wasn't there, but he was also affected. So the Bible says that the decree had already gone out, and the person that was in charge of the killing was coming to kill them. He was seeking them to kill them. Do you understand? He was seeking them. The decree has gone out, so he was seeking Daniel and his friends so he can kill them. That's what the Bible says. He sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. You know, if it's where you and I, what do you do? You flee to another city. He said, why is this happening? I mean, I'm even thinking, why? What is giving him the temerity to ask that question? Why? You see, when we're in a place of rest with our God, every news you hear, you don't respond with anxiety. You don't become anxious all of a sudden. Because he was just minding his business, and all of a sudden his life is as he was in a place of rest. He wasn't anxious whatsoever. So he could think, what do we need to do? What's the solution to the problem? Let me go and see the king. He didn't start kneeling down to beg for his life, which is what many Christians would do. He went to see the king for us to learn. It says, so Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time. You know, why Arioch could give him this time is that he has precedence. Daniel had precedence. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, you will see that Bible says that Daniel proposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's delicacies, free of charge, nourishment, delicacies, food, and wine. And he said, I will not defile myself. See, he proposed in his heart. This one he did in the secret. Amen. He did by himself. Just to tell you, this is what I value. This is where my heart is. Even though I'm not being watched, nevertheless, I'm not going to take what I shouldn't take. The reason why he can stay in a place of rest is because he had not defiled himself with the king's food. Amen. He had not defiled himself. If he had, he would fear their fears and he would dread their dread. Praise God. But because he didn't, so imagine, you know, when we read that scripture, wow, he ate vegetables. I'm saying he ate it for 3 years. Vegetables and water only, I should add. And then there is turkey, there is chicken, there is ram, there is ram kilishi, there is samosa, there is spring roll. What did we cook today? There is rice, there is all manner of sorts. And then you chose to eat vegetable and water only. If that's not consecration, do you understand? That's consecration. Nobody made him do it. He chose to do it. You see, when we make decisions to stand for God and stand for light and stand for righteousness in our secret place, when emergency arrives in the open, you can stand firm. It won't be a struggle. There is no anxiety. Why? You are coming from a place of rest. Hallelujah. The striving that God said we should strive is to strive to enter into rest. Also, we strive to enter into rest. So you strive to come into a place where you know that God is with me. So no matter what comes against me, I cannot be moved. I cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. So he didn't defile himself. He didn't take what should have defiled him. And today, something else is coming up. Another challenge, another trial. His life was at stake. And he just said, he went to the king, Bible says, and he said to him, the audacity. He said, sir, give me time. Praise the Lord. Let's continue reading. So Daniel, verse 16, went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation. You see how sure he was. So just give me time. I'm coming with it. I'll give you the interpretation. He didn't stop there. He went to his house, went to his own company. You remember what I was saying before about company? He went to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, and told them the situation. He says that they might seek mercies from God of heaven. Concerning this secret, there is power in your company. Say amen. So that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Then just read down and see how he praised God for that. Verse 24 says, therefore, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus to him, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me before the king, and I will tell the king the interpretation. We can have this level of surety, like assurance that nothing can go wrong. That when I go to God and speak with God and just ask him things, I'll get an answer. When dark things happen, when issues come up, when we meet curveballs, I want us to have that assurance that I'm going to just go, just give me a moment, let me go and talk to God. I know that if I just go and talk to him, even if it's just one night, I'm coming out with the answer. Hallelujah. See, God is looking for men everywhere. God is looking for people he can use everywhere. People who can get things from him and birth them on earth. So that as it is in heaven, it will be on earth. That is his desire. So no matter the field you are in, you can get answers that will be the solution that will give life to many. Hallelujah. So you're in a company or you're in a whatever field you are in, and there's something going wrong. There has to be an answer, or something will go wrong, or somebody will die. Pastor Bojude told a story about his sister. I've heard him say that story a number of times. So about his sister who was sick years back. So his dad was a doctor. His parents were doctors. And of course, at that time, he's retired, and most of his father's friends were also retired. But he called all of them because of this particular issue. And they didn't want to touch her. They didn't want to touch her because they saw that she could die. They didn't want the girl to die on their hands. So he said that it's just one of these young doctors, then he was young at the time, that said, see what will happen. I will go and pray. I said he's a medical doctor. So there's an issue. The big doctors that are retired, that our professor said, they don't want to take the risk because they don't want this girl to die in their hands. But he said, I'll go and pray. Just wait. Let me go and pray. And then I will know what we're going to do. And they stayed and waited for him. He went in to pray. After he had prayed, he now came out and said that God said they can go ahead with the operation, that they can go ahead with the surgery. And they just lined up behind him. Amen. Just like, yes, now who get the answer? Now they lead. Amen. And God has called us to lead. That's why you have access to the Holy of Holies. You have access to answers. They lined up. And he was saying that when they opened his stomach, they brought out her intestines and they wondered how she's still alive. Everything was tangled, knotted. They were wondering, how is she still alive? So true to it, if they didn't seek the Lord to get, should we not, if they delayed furthermore, she may have died. Praise the Lord. I'm saying that in that field God has called you in, you're a nurse, you're a medical doctor, an engineer, an on-air personality, content creator, whatever the Lord has called you to do, a banker, a tailor, whatever it is, you can download the wisdom of God, answers from heaven in that field. Truly, God has called us to be sought after. Amen. He wants us to be sought after. The favor of God is upon us. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Daniel went in, sought the Lord. God, he answers, came and said, I have it. Please tell the king, don't bother killing these people anymore. I'm going to go to the king and explain this thing to him. We all can have these answers. We all have these things. God has called us. I said last week, God has called us to be light. As a matter of fact, he saw how dark the world is and he called you. He saw how dark this world is and he saw how dark that field you are in is and he sent you there. And he called you in there. Praise the Lord. God is good. If you can limit this walking around, I'd appreciate that, please. It's really distracting. You hear that? Just limit the walking around, please. Tell them. Amen. God is good. So like our anchor scripture for the team, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So if you read the scripture clearly, you see that it didn't say, let your light so shine in the church. Did you see that? It didn't say, let your light so shine in the church, in the choir meeting, in your whatever, you know, what you do in church. It's good that your light shines, but it says, let your light so shine where? Before men. To what end? That glory may go to your Father, that your God will be glorified. I read in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 7 or thereabout, I'll get there. Paul was talking about he that runs should run as the one that wants to win a prize. If you are running, be running as though you have a prize in your head you want to win. You're not just running because everybody's running. There's a prize to be won. You are shining because you want glory to return to your Father. You shine so bright because you know that glory has to come back to God. Scripture says that we are tree he planted, oaks of righteousness. Planted for what? The display of God's splendor. Think about that for a moment. I started to think about it. Oh, we are to display his splendor. If a showroom now, maybe furniture showroom, right? You know, if you stand there, you're just admiring the chairs, the sofa, you're like, wow, this, my God, what leather. You look at this one, he's looking royal. You look at this one, oh, he's looking, you just look at them, you're admiring them. At those moments, you are looking at those chairs. You are seeing the beauty of the chair. You are just suddenly you can now say, wow, who made these chairs? Not so. Who made those chairs? And somebody, oh, it's so fancy. Wow, you now send the glory of that beauty of the chair to who? To the maker of the chair. You don't say, wow, this chair, you are too fine. Hey, glory to you, chair. You try well. You are looking so far. You did yourself good. Glory goes back to the craftsman of the chair. In the same way, God planted you in that field such that whoever sees you will be like, my God, who made you? Who is your Father? Who created you? Who did this work in you? And they're like, well, it's God, my God. God be praised. All glory goes back to God. What does that mean? If what you do does not send glory to God, you are doing the wrong thing. Anything you are doing that does not send glory, that does not glorify the Lord, you are in darkness. Hallelujah. Because God doesn't send you to do anything that will not return glory to him. We bear fruit so that our Father be glorified. And the good thing about it is that he did such a work that when you stand, people can look at you and admire you. Wow. Why? You are the light. You know, when there is darkness, a small torchlight is such a blessing. So, I came home, was it yesterday? I came home late yesterday. So my husband had gone out with the kids. And I wanted to get my phone. I can't even remember how it happened. But then somehow I got back into the room. Okay, I kept my phone, went back to carry things inside, but I hadn't put the light on. So, but I wanted to now get my phone. So I was touching the shelf where I believe it should be on. And I touched and I thought I didn't see it. I mean, I kept looking with my hands and I didn't see it. I'm like, I even went inside the room and I said, oh, since I didn't find it with my hands, it's not there. I went into the room to look for it. It wasn't still. It wasn't there still. I said, no, but I don't remember taking it out of the room. So I came back again. So as I was just about to, I said, why not just on the light? As I put on the light, I didn't have to search. The phone was staring at me. It was actually right there on the shelf. So many things we are looking for is actually right there staring at us. You are just looking with a clouded lens. Hallelujah. So if you would just align with the Lord and let him, I mean, these things happening again and again. Thank God for that day. I could have called Governor Solo to ask him, why is our camera looking very dull? I could have asked him that. I had my phone, so I was looking at our YouTube after I'd gotten home. So you mean it was so dull? I'm like, what happened today? I mean, what was in my mind is call Uncle Solo and ask him what happened today. So, but somehow, I just kept trying to find out what happened. And I saw that my what do they call that, light, my brightness is almost at zero. As soon as I lifted it up, the whole thing brightened up. And I could have become and say, no, I'm sure. I'm even looking at it right now. Hallelujah. That's the exact same thing that is happening to many of us in different aspects of our lives. If you only will let the light of God flood it, you will just know that thing you have been chasing has been there. You've just been like Hagar that's not seen because there's tears all over her eyes. The well has always been there. Praise the Lord. As soon as I took the light up, the whole thing got brighter. Jesus always brightens every life. He brightens every situation. Scripture says, nobody calls upon the name of the Lord and is not saved. So if you are not saved, you need to start asking yourself, what am I calling? It's a guarantee. It's a matter of fact. Whoever. It don't say pastors. It don't say prophets. It don't say people that are. No. Whoever, whosoever call the name of the Lord shall be saved. Question is, are you calling on the name of the Lord? So if you said, no, I was not saved, better check it well. Were you really calling on the name of the Lord? Or do you have your uncle in your heart? Did you have that your best doctor at heart? Who did you have in your heart while you were calling upon the name of the Lord? Did you have your intellect? I mean, I know I can. Can that thing you can becomes the hindrance to the power of God flooding towards that situation. Hallelujah. In the case of Daniel, of course, there's no time to start thinking about anything. It's either you get the answer or you die. No two ways about it. It's either you get the answer or death sentence. So it's not let me call. Who are you going to call? There's nobody to call. Praise God. But the Lord doesn't even want us to have those people to know whether we should call or not. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine before men. Before men. Before men. Everywhere you are, there is men. There are men there. Everywhere God, whether you are where you are living, where you are working, there are men there. Men there. Amen. But you are God's man. You are God's. You know, the scripture says in the book of Acts, it was telling Apostle Paul that don't worry, nothing will happen to you. Why? I get men in that city. Question is, are you one of them? And the Lord said, don't worry. How Apostle Shisham, don't worry, I get men there. Nothing will happen to you. I get men. Do you understand? I have people there. I have men in the city. I have men there. See, I am the man. God has me here. God has me here. Darkness should not prevail where you are. Darkness should not prevail where you are. What I intend to talk about today is that we are made for hard times. You are made for hard times. You are made for hard times. The reason God made you and left you here is because you are completely equipped and made though for hard times. Like he knows that he's not afraid that anything will pull you down. You are made for hard times. You are made for hard times. I was saying that most times, like if we're in the position of Daniel, we'll be looking for how to leave the city. We'll be looking for how to run away from that situation. That's what happens to us the most. You are in a place, something happens. I'm seeking for a job or I'm working in a place. The man starts to harass me, you know, if I don't sleep with you. The next day, I'm tendering my resignation. Big Okwa, I don't want. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My name is Okuna. But don't you think that this is a battle God has sent you to fight there for every other Christian sister that will step into that office? That if you stood your ground and said, Oga, if you sleep with me, you will die. I'm worried about your life. Do you understand? Sir, it's not about whether I want to do it or not. It's that if you just do it, you die. Like, you will die. I've been given to an oracle. No, now, don't you get it? I have Ejigom Chuaja. I have been given as a sacrifice to the deity, to a deity. Have you not? No, you don't understand what I'm saying. You have not? You think I'm playing? I'm serious with what I'm saying. No, I have been given to a deity. The only problem is that it's the deity of all deities. So it doesn't matter where you enter, you are in trouble. If it land on you, you die. If you land on it, you are still crushed. You are finished. Either which way, I am winning. So again, I'm worried about your life. So it's either you just forget this matter or something will start, you just stop sleeping. See, you should learn to threaten the threatener. Hallelujah. You know that is why God wants us to die to all of these things. Die to flesh, die to these things. Because when you attach to the job, this job that it took me 6 months to get, already you are not giving room for compromise. But when you don't care, if I lose it, God is my father. You know what I know? He will take care of me. Like, you don't care. Oh God, the worst that you can do is that you send me out of your company. That's the worst you can do. But I will not resign. And you will not do it. Praise the Lord. No, yes. God planted me here. It's not that you align with me and then we are working well and this company is progressing because I am Joseph sent to you to bless this place. It's not that you don't want it or you cost will come upon it. So it's your problem, not mine. I'm feeling sorry for you. I like this company. I want it to prosper. Like there's this audacity that we should have because you're a daughter of the king. You are not the victim I was saying last week. You are the victor. Anywhere you are sent there to shine. Shine. Shine thoroughly. Like you are shining and they are wondering where did this person come from? Why? You know your father. You know who your daddy is. Hallelujah. So nobody threatens you with anything. Oh, if you don't do this one, if you don't compromise here, we will not sign the contract. Okay? All the ones I've been signing. Did I see you before? Do I know you before? Do you know my name? Do you know who I be? I don't know you, sir. Thank you, sir. If you don't sign, do what? Go in peace. But for me to do this, I can't bow. Like I was saying last week, if you put me in the fire, if you like, don't put me in the fire. It's your problem. But bowing, I shall not bow. And no, we are not leaving the city. Because we have other brethren. We have to prove the point that no, we all don't have to bow. There is a name we have to uphold. We all will not run traffic. Amen? Because the city of Enugu, the Lord has given to us. To do what? Uphold righteousness. Displaying his splendor in the land. So it should be that the accounted people who are running traffic, it can never be me. Amen? It will never be me. People who go and cheat people, can't get me in that number. I can't be numbered amongst them. Is it easy to do? No, sometimes you're in a hurry. But you are made for difficult times. You are made for hard times. You are equipped to stand your ground, even under pressure, to stand for righteousness. If you don't sign it, you are fired. That is why you are made. That is why you are there. Nobody is saying that Christianity is easy. Nobody is saying that. But is that there is, it's possible. You can live it. You can be done. Can be done. You know, one thing that the Lord put in my heart to emphasize or speak very clearly today is about offense. Many Christians are offended, very offended, and easily offended. You see, if many of us were in the shoe of Jesus, we wouldn't get to the cross. Think about it. Think about it. The people that were persecuting him, it's not like I wanted to die for Pastor Chisholm and then Uncle Abbas, sorry, is persecuting me. Do you understand? So let me not bother about Uncle Abbas. Let me just dive. No, he's the one that the very people he wanted to give his life for. They were the people that were calling him names, spitting on him, dealing with him, tarnishing his image. I mean, who likes his image to be tarnished? I accuse you small accusation, eh? You will not sleep at night. Lord, answer by fire and thunder. You know I did not do it. God, just God. Vengeance belongs to you. You hide that scripture. Hide, Lord, every rock is yours. Visit them with rot. Visit them with thunder. That's not what the Bible, that scripture is saying. Calm down. Tell your neighbor, calm down, calm down. Calm. You're not telling somebody. Say, calm down. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we think that God is Amadioha. If you just touch my son, just go to Amadioha. Just do some Amadioha again. Strike them, cause their business to fold. Anyway, it's not that God God has less power. Is that what's the point? He wants every man saved. Amen. Jesus said, "You people don't know what you are now made of." You are saying we should call down thunder. No, we're no longer in that WhatsApp group. We're now in the place where we speak peace, we speak love. In the presence of pressure, we stand firm. I mean, how else do they see the love that you have? How else will they experience the light that you have in the darkness that is all over? That your small light is all that they need to know that Jesus is there. Hallelujah. Sometimes we say, well, what should I do? I mean, the corruption in the country has taken root down. Like, how will we start? Where will you? Let's just go. No. Just say, in my own corner, righteousness must prevail. The whole country is filled with darkness, okay? But you see, this is my space that God has given to me. It's light. So that if your immediate neighbor is also speaking like you, light has moved some distance. And if all of us are doing the same, I mean, we will cover a large space. Our light begins to dispel the darkness in the country. I believe if every Christian in Enugu, every Christian in Nigeria begins to act like one, we will recognize this nation. Amen? The Lord permitted me to, I had this research I went to do with some people. And then I had this person that we were conversing with. Every question you ask, government should. Every question, even the one that you can do something about. But government should. Government. All these things that we're saying, government. Well, you are also the government. I mean, God put you there for something. You are government over some people. You are government of your shop. Do you understand? You are the government in your workplace. You are the government in your school. So why don't you walk righteousness there? Why do you let the darkness in the world to get into the light? No, it shouldn't be so. You are made for tough times. You are made for pressure. You are made for difficult times. Why do you think we have fewer neurosurgeons in the country? That's the specialty that has the lowest number of doctors. Am I right? Am I wrong? Why is that? Neurosurgeons. We know neurosurgeons now, right? Why do we have lesser and lesser of them? Very sensitive area. If you do anyhow, you see anyhow. So people would rather go to where it's easier. I beg, even if you close your eyes, you're just going because I don't want trouble. I don't want wahala. Because if you are there, you have to be there. You have to be there. But that's why if they bill you, anything they bill you, you will pay. Do you understand? The one, if you find one, you will pay him what he's worth. If all of us here are general doctors and one person is a neurosurgeon, do you understand? There's competition now. This one is charging 2.5. Okay, give me 2.4. Okay, let's do 2,000. Why? We are plenty that is start doing the paperwork. Do you understand? But the one that is just one, if you say, give me 500,000, if you don't pay, you have just got to stay with God. Amen? Do you understand? Just know that you will not meet the GP now to do otherwise. Hallelujah. God is good. You have to just pay the person. What am I saying? Those hard scenes are actually made for you to conquer. It is so that when you conquer it, people will ask you, how did you do it? When you bring the answer, people will ask you, how did you know this? And then you have a perfect opportunity to do what? Talk about your father. Talk about Jesus. So no, we do not cower. We do not hide. We do not stay away. Oh, it's so hard. No, that hard one is the one that we should be cracking. Because we have the ability to. Please, run away from offense. I don't want to not say that. Run away from offense. Jesus, upon all that hit him, was not offended. He still looked away from all the offense and did the work of he that called him. He made sure he fulfilled purpose. Many Christians, offense has stopped them halfway. They are so offended that they are now out of church. And whether you are in church or you are out of church, the devil is not leaving you alone. It's not like now, he's not leaving you alone. No, you cannot say, no, because this Christian, let me just stay in the middle. There's no middle. So you better stay in church. At least one day, Jehovah will give you a word that will help you understand everything. Your life will change. Do you understand? Than being out of church. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil lie to you. No matter how often, your brothers in your family, they don't offend you. Huh? No offense. Like, even your mother has never offended you. Offense is everywhere. So how come when it's in church, it shouldn't have happened. No, it should happen. The question is, how do you deal with it? How do you handle it? Your boss offends you, you resign. So your husband will offend you, you do what? Amen. Let's learn to, the good news is that Jesus said his love, he has already shed abroad in our heart. It's there. You are not fighting to forgive. The ability to has been given to you. No matter how hot you are made to forgive. You are made to throw some light in that darkness. You are made for hard times. That one that is so unforgiving. Yes, I'm talking to you. That one that you have said, I will not forgive. That is why it happened to you. so that you can forgive it. And you now know that there's nothing you can forgive. So that you can throw some light in that darkness around you. Hallelujah. The reason why there is nothing, I will say to you that there is nothing like generational curse is because you are now there. Amen. You see that generational pattern, that thing you are saying. I said you are there. That's why you are there. That thing that seemed like a hard time is the reason why you are there. Why? It ends with you. You start a new generation. You shine the light of Jesus in that darkness. So no, I don't want to be hearing you say, oh, generational darkness. No, no, generational curses. Hello. What are you doing with the generational blessings you have now? Because you have it now. Amen. I said, you say it, I have generational blessings. I have generational blessings. You can't be cursed. You have generational blessings. Praise God. So nobody can curse you. You are the fountain of blessing. You are too blessed to be cursed. You are made for hard times. So no matter what the enemy throws at you, most of the time he throws offense. Because when he comes as devil, you can say, ah, he's devil, let's fight. But when it's just that sister, that brother, hurting you, saying things you didn't do, you know, just causing your business to fall or just affecting you in different ways and you are in pain, then we'll know whether your faith that is being tested can stand or not. But you have the spirit of faith. You have the spirit of faith. You can stand through every storm. I'm looking at men and women who are taking nations for Jesus. Through the dark times, through the hard times, they are pushing against the tide. Here, seated here looking at me, are men and women who Jesus is raising and has raised for his end time agenda. People he has raised to take on nations. Beyond everything they are feeling in their body, they are pressing on unto righteousness. They are not looking to the left, they are not looking to the right, they are pressing on because they understand they were made for such a time as this. I'm talking about you. I said it is you. In the name of Jesus, it is you. I am talking about you. I am talking about you. So somebody, you need to go back to that place where there is so much darkness and light it up. And light it up. But remember what I said. Daniel was able to stand in public because he had, in the private, he was on fire. He was also standing. He was not compromising in secret. He was standing and standing firm. The darkness in, he's dispelling them. So you can dispel the darkness out. So what does that mean? Your life with God, when nobody is seeing, when nobody is looking, is what fuels your life when everybody is looking. Hallelujah. So your place with God in your room, in your home, has to be so, is that, see, I realize the devil knows people that know God. They know people who they can't touch. Yes, they do. It's scriptural now. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. You, I don't. Who are you? Amen. Who are you? They know. When Jesus will come to cast out demons, what would they say to him? Ah, Son of God, have you come to? They knew him. They knew him. So if you have a relationship with God, you cannot be working in a bread factory and not smell bread. Amen. You will come out and people will know you are coming from a bread factory. Even if they're not sure, you're smelling bread. Did you buy bread? They'll be asking you. It's like, where did you buy this fresh bread? Say, I didn't buy it. I'm just coming out from work. I work in a bread factory. You can't be around where they are smoking and not smell, praise God. Or where they are cooking with firewood. And will you be and come out and be smelling like bread? Is it possible? You will smell firewood. So you smell like where you've been. The scriptures calls this aroma, the fragrance of Jesus. He has called us to spread that aroma, to spread that fragrance. So if you have been with Jesus, what you are giving out is a fragrance of Christ. But if we don't spend time with Jesus, you can't give what you don't have. You'll be giving, you'll be smelling anything but Jesus. So that is why when you now have issues, when challenges come up, so what do you want to smell? Do you understand? When there's an emergency, you now have to call somebody who you think has been to help you send some smell. Please, send perfume. Give me some perfume. Borrow me yours. Meanwhile, we all have equal access. So when you know that, man, I'm in tune with God. He's my Father. Even if you're calling somebody, say, see, just agree with me. It's not, please, be praying while you are running around in anxiety. Do you understand? Tell your neighbor you are made for tough times. Stand and stand firm. Be like David. Yes, be like David. You know, he was not part of the soldiers fighting. But when he got there, be like, who is this person? Why? He had a place. He had killed the bear. He had killed the lion. There's been practice. He had precedence. He knew that God. Hallelujah. So let's not let the devil beat us blue black when we already have got the victory. You know, the Bible says we are more than conquerors. Why is it then that many believers are defeated? Have you thought about it? If you have something and you don't know you have it, it will not do you any good. Amen? It won't do you any good. You are built for tough times. Don't let offense weaken your strength, weaken your ammunition. Don't let offense, don't let bitterness, don't let unforgiveness. Let the love of God constrain you. Let the love of God rule in your heart. Today, alongside the baby dedications, it's our love Sunday, it's our love feast. Scripture says, by this they will know that you are my disciples. So how you let your light so shine is by being a love person, a person who is walking in love. Hallelujah. You don't curse, you give thanks. You don't complain, you give thanks. You don't give excuses, you give thanks. God is good. And more so, you give. You give. You give. Tell your neighbor, be a giver. Be a giver. Give. Learn to give. Be a giver. It's a season. It's times, economically speaking, where many persons are very careful. You know, I have this is my salary now. We have calculated it. We have everything is calculated. Point by point, we know it. This one is entering here. Now, if you remove it, this one will suffer. Please, don't tell me anything. Then you are saying, God is not my provider. My job is. Amen? You are saying my salary is all that I have to get. I'm not expecting anything else. In these times, be generous. In these times, you are made for such a time as this to be a generous giver. Give in church. Give to people. Be a blessing to people around you. Let God know that you are a giver. And let it be that you gave and outgave God. You so gave that God didn't have anything to give you again. Is it possible? Is it possible? He's a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. You can't outdo him. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give thanks, Lord, because your word is true. Thank you, Jesus, because you have made us for such a time as this. And you have equipped us to stand for righteousness. We give thanks for you have enabled us, Lord, to live right, to stand right. Thank you, Jesus, for in the different spheres you have planted us, we are displaying your splendor. We are stretching for more. We are stretching for more. We are pushing for more. Light dawns in every darkness in our hearts and our minds. Lord, we thank you. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for every wall of pain in our hearts is collapsing right now. Every wall of confusion, every wall of difficulty in the name of Jesus, I command you to collapse right now. Every weight in every heart be lifted right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you who is being oppressed by demons. Right now, you are set free in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of God's word flood your heart and is setting you free, is healing you in every area. In the name of Jesus. You go forth and bring forth much fruit because the Lord has enabled you to. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.